Nationals and the Marlins on Wednesday. This would become a historic night for Ryan Zimmerman as he digs in to face Adam Conley in the bottom of the second.
And he drives a ball hard to left field, and it is gone. A line drive home run for Ryan Zimmerman. Home run number 240 of his career, his 32nd against the Marlins. And it's 1-0 Nationals on the Zimmerman home run, and he breaks the spell and the drought.
Harper lines one out toward left field. Ozuna comes on, plays on a bounce base hit. Racing home Goodwin. Ozuna's throw coming home won't be in time up the first base line. For Harper, a run-scoring single. Another RBI, his 12th of the year against the Marlins, and it's 2-0 Nationals. Line drive right center, down for a hit. Nitro racing into the gap to try to cut it off. He does just before the warning track. Coming around third, being waved towards the plate. Harper, the relay throw won't be made. Rojas held onto the ball. It's an RBI double for Zimmerman, and it's 3-0 Washington in the third.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. And here's a ground ball base hit up the middle for Zimmerman. His third hit and his third RBI. It's 4-1 Nationals. Harper with a bunt single takes second on a wild pitch and scores on Zimmerman's third straight hit. And he's got a shot at a cycle tonight. He's got the home run, the double, and now a single.
Another 3-2. Fly ball well hit, deep to right, back toward the corner. Stanton onto the track, at the wall, home run. At the end of a long at bat, Ryan Zimmerman launches one into the Nationals bullpen. A two-run shot, and it's 10-1 Nats.
All the Marlins could do on Wednesday was watch hopelessly as Ryan Zimmerman put his name in the record books on his way to a 4-for-4, 5-RBI night, along with 4 runs scored. Miami suffered a 10-1 loss as skipper Don Mattingly shared his thoughts after the game.
He was okay. I just kind of kept nicking at him. And then there in that fifth, looked like he was kind of just, you know, to me, running out of steam and having trouble getting through that. But, you know, they kept getting after him, getting some guys out there. Zimmerman obviously was all over him tonight. But, I've seen him better, but we've also seen worse. So I thought it was kind of the middle of the road start for him. Yeah, a lot more of the same. We were a little better. You know, obviously we got more hits tonight, and we put some guys out there. I thought the one inning there, it hurt us. We kind of got it. We seemed like we had him on the ropes just a little bit. Adam throws a zero, and we come back top of our order, and I think we throw a 7-pitch inning at us. And that kind of stung. That's when Adam went back out and kind of got, you know, beat up. But, again, I think he kept us off balance. You know, we threw a few more hits out there, but we really weren't able to get to him.
The Fish try to bounce back on Thursday behind Dan Straley. He'll be opposed by Tanner Roark.